Hallelujah.
We have been on this mountain for 3 days considering this issue of spiritual warfare. We have not been able to cover much ground as intended, but we will just go as far as we can take for the time available to us. Turn your Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. I need to establish something quickly. Then I teach us how to fight. How to fight in the spirit. Then we'll do some practicals. And as we begin to do that, I'm trusting God through the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be able to run commentaries and tell us the impact of the prayers that we are praying in the realm of the Spirit, so that you will see what you are doing. It might look insignificant, but this is the potency it has sustained in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Now, in verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Because of time, we cannot look at the armor. Probably, if God permits, next month we'll continue the subject of spiritual warfare, and we'll continue from when we stop. Because I need to tell you what the helmet of salvation is and how it is possible for you. Hallelujah. Okay. So we can't go into the intricacies of the armor of God at this time. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Next verse. I said in the lecture that I've been giving for the past 3 days, that if you see the model of Paul's presentation in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is trying to ensure that we have the capacity first and foremost to survive the battle before he now teaches us how to fight the battle. And if he's not sure that you can survive the battle, he will not suggest that you get so involved in it, because there's a possibility of you being lost in the battle. And so most of the items of the armor of God are defensive in nature, because God wants you to survive it before he will now want you to fight it. Okay? However, whether you know it or not, and whether you are equipped or not, or whether you are ready or not, you are already fighting now. But that's the approach Paul decided to use in dispensing the knowledge about spiritual warfare. Now, next thing he says is that for we wrestle against not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. We looked at that yesterday. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And I deliberately decided not to talk about spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, because that's a big topic. So I ended it after talking about principalities, powers, and rulers. Then I stopped. The reason why I stopped is you will soon find out. Most of you that were part of the lecture on Saturday morning, I spoke from Luke chapter 10. Jesus sent 70 people out to preach the gospel. And I said that Jesus did not consider two variables. He did not consider their maturity, differences in maturity level. Jesus did not consider differences in the terrain, in terms of difficult terrains, easy terrains. He didn't consider those two variables. And he sent all of them forth. And it came to pass that when they returned, all of them returned with the same testimony, in spite of the variables in terms of maturity, in terms of the variables in terms of the terrain. And I was asking us, how come there was no casualty? How come all of them had the same results? Then the Lord himself now gave us information about what he was doing from the control room. The guys were operating as the infantry of the kingdom. Are you with me? And then he went and did something in the control room. And the effect of what he did in the control room was that Satan now fell like lightning from heaven. And I was trying to make us understand that there is due restriction in spiritual warfare. I know most of you here have violated your own jurisdiction. Probably you wanted to impress the congregation and you said, I bind the prince of Makodi. You have gone outside of your jurisdiction. Because if we go to the book of Genesis, according to the law of first mention, God showed us in the book of Genesis the scope of the authority of man over the birds of the air, over the fish of the sea, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. The scope of man's authority is in the atmosphere. Are you with me? Atmosphere. Meanwhile, this spiritual wickedness are in heavenly places. They are not in the atmosphere. And you might, out of zeal, maybe you heard a man of God. I believe my Bible more than man of God. Man of God came for a crusade and said, I bind the principality of this place. And then you saw him do it. And then you too, you now copied without studying your Bible. Men of God can be in error. Are you with me? My Bible is superior to man of God. So Jesus was the one that took care of that prince in heavenly places. And the other guys were infantry on the ground that were taking care of what? Of serpents and scorpions. You know what serpents are? Huh? And you know what a scorpion is? I don't want to go deeper into explaining what the metaphor scorpion means. But you know what a physical scorpion is. You know what a physical serpent is. The guys were to deal with serpents and scorpions and all, because the word Jesus used is tread has to do with terrestrial. Are you with me? Tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy within the terrestrial framework. Leave spiritual wickedness. That's a different ball game. And if you don't know your jurisdiction and you start binding wickedness in the heavenlies, this is the outcome that you are going to find. You are going to have instant attacks from the kingdom of darkness. Yeah. Now, my beloved pastor, hallelujah. You know, I like sending him a lot to preach him to. In fact, I sent them. So he went to preach in the orientation camp. And the power of God was breaking out. People were being delivered. He was giving accurate word of knowledge. All that. And then he got excited about the anointing. And said, I bind the principality up. When he did that, I think he will tell us his experience on his way back. His tire busted twice before he, from Wanune to what? Makodi. He just went beyond his jurisdiction. I need to tell you how God fights spiritual wickedness. It's not by zeal. Hallelujah. I know you like binding principality. I remember one day, where's your wife? Your wife ran to me. What happened? You went and you were binding the principalities of Kanshu. Binding all the principalities of Kanshu. Everyone in you bind them, you bind them. And then you were going to the farm. You fell. You remember? The reason why you were attacked like that and it affected you, there was no cover to protect you from that attack. Even though it missed you slightly. Just like you now, your tire busted but nothing happened to you. Huh? But the attack, you felt the heat. The reason why that happened was because you went beyond your jurisdiction. You went beyond the atmosphere. Are you still with me? Now, it happened to you twice? Okay. Now, listen to me. I'm not trying to build fear in you. I'm just trying to teach the Bible. If you are patient, we'll walk through this thing and you will know how it works. I've told you before. Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. As we progress, maybe you begin to gain more understanding. Now, if the way spiritual wickedness is dealt with is by, you see, that particular wickedness, that spiritual wickedness is a prince in the spirit. And the law of princehood is that only a prince can bind a prince. The prince of Persia, he bound Gabriel. Gabriel was not a prince. And put Gabriel inside prison. And for 21 days, there was no feedback. It took God sending Michael, the prince, to go and displace the prince of Persia to remove Gabriel from prison. And what fueled all of that activity was that Daniel did not stop praying. So the prince on earth provides the fuel that empowers angels to do their job. Daniel did not fly to heaven to go and release Gabriel or bind the prince of Persia so that Gabriel can escape. It took another angelic prince to war with a demonic prince to bind that prince and then to release Gabriel from prison. So if, are you with me? I know we have ranking among mortals. The proof that you are a prince within the territorial context is that God will attach an angelic prince to you. Like it also operated with the prince of Nigeria. And so there was no other authority in Nigeria that he was afraid of. The president those days was Buhari, said there should be no open air crusade. He violated it. Nothing happened. But try and do that. If you don't have the ranking that he had, that office will hunt you down and nothing will happen. Are you with me? Okay. Now, you know that in Benin, if the Oba dies, there is a law that every man that is Benin should shave his hair in a certain way. And those that said no, we are functionaries of the kingdom. We don't obey all this rubbish. And because of Idahosa's audacity, people did not obey and nothing happened to them. However, they flashed him. They tried him. And then they saw that his own legislative capacity was higher than what they could muster as scorpions. And so he was a terrestrial landlord. Are you with me? When they said that they wanted to hold witchcraft conference in Benin, all he said was that if I'm here on earth and God is there in heaven, the conference will not hold. So he takes care of earth. God takes care of the airways and everything will be well. Do you understand that? Alright. So if you go to the book of the book of Joshua, you are going to find his engagement at the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho had never been breached, and the walls were cuboid. An historical perspective sustained that 7 war horses could ride side by side on the walls of Jericho. According to the scriptures, the foundation of the house that Rahab built was the walls of Jericho. So imagine that somebody's house, the wall was big enough to be somebody's foundation. Now, so that was a wall that Joshua could not penetrate by military tactics of military might. He had to have supernatural backing. That was the time that God now revealed to him that beyond the physical soldiers that were present in the armies of Israel, there were also spiritual soldiers in the army. And God wanted to disclose this to Joshua, but he was too busy. When he now was confronted with Jericho, he had the time to seek God. And in the process of seeking God, that disclosure was made to him that there was a spiritual side to the army. See, whereas they would do the terrestrial work, the spiritual side of the army, they do the spiritual work. If you notice the way David fought with Goliath, David cursed him in the name of the Lord. Goliath cursed him in the name of his gods, because that battle that David and Goliath fought was not physical. The real battle was fought among principalities. Whereas Goliath himself was a mighty man of valor, he did not trust in his sword when he came to fight David. He still cursed David in the name of his gods. And the principalities were ready to defend such a personality that could honor them on a day like that. And David said, well, you come against me with sword and shield, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, whose armies you have defied. The result of the war that took place in the realm of the supernatural was translated in the physical and concluded by the foolishness of catapult. You see. That's war overhead war. Exactly. I'm just trying to put that, just put it in perspective so that you understand. Don't go anywhere saying the principality of Ecom, you are in trouble. You have gone outside of your jurisdiction. May the Lord give understanding in the name of Jesus. You have gone outside of your jurisdiction if you do that kind of thing. I know many of us do that. How many of you have done that? You went to, you banned principalities. Adama, what was the feedback that you got when you went to bind the principalities? Please give him a microphone. I would like us because I am interested in your long life. I mean, all of you here, I'm interested in your long life. Yes, Adama.
I was interceding for Boko, and I said, I bind the principality of Boko. And after praying, I slept, and immediately a big snake passed by my side, and I woke up. That day, there was so much fear around me, even my phone was stolen.
Now, that was a flash. The principality that was a flash. That was not an attack yet. It was flash. There are terrible things, wicked things. And you see, are you with me? Now, you see, the way we rate demons is not by size. You say you saw a demon that is so big. No, that doesn't make it. It may not have the capacity for injury, sufficient capacity for injury. We measure the capacity of demons according to their propensity for wickedness. That's how we measure it. Because the Bible says that if an unclean spirit leaves a man, he goes and wanders in dry places looking for rest. Only demonic spirits had not been allocated rest. Only demonic spirits. There's no allocation for rest for demonic spirits. Are you with me? Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Okay. Let me go deeper. Now, do you remember that when God created after 6 days, on the seventh day, the Bible says he rested? Is it true? So spirits rest. Oh, no. You don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, Exodus chapter 31, verse 17, I think. Let me check my scripture. So that I don't give you a reference that is not in the Bible. Yeah, now. Exodus chapter 31, verse 17. My reference is correct. It is a sign that Sabbath. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. And on the seventh day he rested and was what? Refreshed. Now, many of you will not believe that. So our God can be refreshed. Many of us will not believe that. Now, so rest. Are you here? Oh my God. Rest is part of the civilization of spirits. Rest is part of what? The civilization of spirits. Only demonic spirits have no allocation for rest. Walk is part of the civilization of spirits. Have you heard Jesus say, my Father walketh? So there's walk in the spirit realm. Don't think that when you go there, when you move into heaven, you just be singing. You don't even understand. There's so much walk there. It's a civilization. The civilization that is beyond anything that your mind can think of. But there's work there. Hallelujah. Amen. Guess what? There's food there too. In the book of Genesis chapter 18, the Bible reveals that God came in the company of two angels to visit with Abraham. And Abraham decided to feed God. And so that deliverance ministers will not say that the food that God ate was spiritual food, the Bible was detailed about where the condiments were extracted from before the food was made. He said he brought one sheep from the head. He brought milk from here. He brought this. And then they made food for God. And God ate what? Physical food. And that is in the book of Genesis chapter 18 verse 9. The site for this reaction was Mamre. And I don't have time to talk about Mamre. Mamre is an airport. That's what it is. But I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that today. Yes. That's the first airport, is Mamre. That's where God came from when he came to visit Abraham. That's where those fallen angels, that's where they landed. They landed at Mamre. Oh my God. You think Abraham pitched his tent there for nothing? Abraham was the guardian of that portal. I don't want to... Okay, let's forget about that. All right, so it came to pass. It came to pass that... You see, most of you think that you'll just be reading stories. Say, Genesis story. No. May God open your eyes to see. To see. So God... in heaven came to Abraham and ate food. He ate physical food. Is that true? Oh, you're already shaking. Alright, when Jesus rose from the dead, Jesus ate physical fish with his glorified body. That is to show you that your glorified body will be capable of eating. And Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears me and opens the door, I will come and eat with him so that he can eat with me." Your spiritual body is capable of spiritual food. Why am I going here? Let's stop. Now, I would say all of this just to show you that part of the civilization of the heavenly and the immortal life is rest. And only unclean spirits do not have an allocation for rest. And so when you cast out an unclean spirit, it goes around in dry places seeking for rest and it doesn't find any. So that's why it comes back to its parent host. And in order for him to secure his parent host, so that there is no more opportunity of him losing that accommodation, he goes out and looks for seven spirits that are more wicked. More what? Wicked. Not more bigger than himself, but what? More wicked. Always remember that the strength of Pepe is not in the size. Strength of Pepe. You might find one very mighty Pepe, and it's not Pepe. So we rate demons according to their propensity for what? For wickedness. Meanwhile, these beings are called what? Spiritual wickedness in heaven. Their capacity for evil is not what you can even imagine. You just went there and say, all of their principality. You don't even know what you are talking about. If not that we have covering from God, none of us, even all of us, put together, cannot stand those things. Have you heard of ministers that die suddenly? Or things that happen and you wonder, how did it happen? The reason why we are here is because our God is faithful. And he is also merciful. Because we have not been always right. We have not been always right. Our God is merciful. So when you deal with spiritual wickedness, you must, hallelujah. You see, in the Old Testament, we have types and shadows. We have types and shadows in the Old Testament. And when you come into the temple, one of the first things you are going to find is the liver. And then we have an altar of sacrifice. Because you need, God cannot walk with the fallen nature. Cannot walk with flesh. He cannot walk with your human wisdom. He cannot walk with your human ambition. They are all corrupted by the fall. They are detestful in the sight of God. So when you come into the temple, the first thing that you must lay down is your carnal nature, is the fallen nature. And then you now go to take a wash in the liver. Hallelujah. That's the protocol of sanctification. You take a wash in the liver. That's when you are given access into the next domain in God. You must notice that in the outer court, your light is sunlight. And when you have gone through all that protocol and you come into the holy place, the next thing that you discover is that you find the table of shewbread. And you begin to touch the genuine word of God. And then the authority of God and the authority of the word of God begins to build in your life. Because you can never know the manifestation of the Spirit if you don't know the manifestation of the word of God. If you go to the book of Isaiah, you will see Isaiah chapter 60 and Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 60 happens to be the move of the word. Isaiah chapter 61 is now the move of the spirit. If you don't know the move of the word, you'll be confused in the move of the spirit. So you need to come to that point where the word of God begins to gain authority in your life. And just as I'm reading the Bible, if the Bible says, thou shalt not do this, and I'm involved in that, because the word of God says so, I kneel down there and I repent, because I've been guilty of violating the standards that have been set by the word of God. And God will not change those standards. So I adjust and I begin to seek for grace so that I can live up to the standard that the word of God has set. Are you with me? Except we come to that point where the word of God has authority. Authority. People are living in fornication. They see it there in white and black. And then they say, this is relative. This is relative. This is relative. You know, what kind of fornication are we talking about? Is it fornication of man with another woman, or man with his relative, or man with a cousin, or man with his grandmother? What? We need to. Hallelujah. Some guys were trying to push a doctrine into the body of Christ, and they said the Holy Spirit does not convict the believer of sin. That if you are convicted of sin, it's just it's the devil, the accuser of the brethren. And I said, okay, I like you. The reason why I like you is because you still refer to Scripture. It means you have regard for Scripture. If so, then I took them to the book of Acts, the Apostles, chapter 5, and I showed them a graphic picture of Ananias and Sapphira. And those guys, it was so graphic, because the Holy Spirit possessed Peter, and he said, Ananias, how were you able to allow yourself to lie to the Holy Ghost? He did not only convict him, he killed him. And then when the guys heard my response to their teaching, then I said, no. It's not the Holy Ghost that killed him, it's Peter that killed him. There's a difference between Peter, That's a man that does not recognize the authority of the word of God. We can get into talking. We were not called to argue. No. We are called to present the word of God. Because if we are talking about argument, we have lawyers here. They are trained to argue. There's nothing that you say that they can't bring a position. But the point is that you would have violated the authority of the word of God for you to argue with the word of an eternal being with your small brain. I brought evidences from the scripture to show how that the Holy Spirit convicts of sin. And in fact, one of the signs of spiritual health is that you can still be convicted. As much as we crave for perfection, for holiness, for wholeness in God, we still miss it on the high level. It may not be in terms of fornication and all of that, but you were going somewhere, a secret that God shared with you. You didn't seek clearance for him. You went and said it, so that people will say you are spiritual, and then the Holy Ghost will now be angry. We still miss it. Are you with me?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So all of us are still in need of offering that trespass offering, so that we can come back into alignment with God, because the first plane of alignment is in the heart. First plane of alignment is where? You know, you can have a girlfriend and your wife will not know, and then you delete all the text messages. But when you look at her, there's something that will register here. Are you with me? Is it? It's a text message from the Holy Spirit. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That you could receive that text message means that you are still a child of God. Meanwhile, the emphasis or the objective and the goal of the grace gospel, the hyper grace gospel that has been flooding everywhere, is to bring us to a point where we are reprobate. The reprobate state is the next step to apostasy. And you know the devil had to do that. Are you with me? I hope you are still comfortable. Good. Are you aware that there is corruption in the body of Christ in terms of morality, sexual morality currently? You see, the devil had to sponsor that bill in terms of a message into the body of Christ so that we can become lascivious, because he wants to blow the wind of immorality into the body of Christ. And that wind has begun to blow in intensity. and those of us that are gatekeepers of territories and people that God has given honor for others to listen to, we must balance the scriptures and show the people of God that the God of Israel that was angry with sin, he has not changed. His emotion about sin is fixed. And we must understand that. I don't have time to migrate. I would have loved to migrate to the book of Romans chapter 1. The Bible says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness. Eh? There are two things that the Bible reveals, that the gospel reveals. Sorry, two things that the gospel reveals. The first thing that the gospel reveals is the righteousness of God. We never knew the righteousness of God until the apostles and prophets started preaching the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For therein, what? For it is the power of God unto salvation unto them that believe. To the Jew first, and then to the Greek. For what? Therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The gospel does not deny the righteousness of God. And it is the righteousness of God that reveals that the wrath of God is manifest from heaven against all unrighteousness. In fact, I don't have time for theology today. But I have time for one scripture, one digression. Just 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. One digression. I want to give you reason to go and study your Bible. Technical man, please help me quickly. Yeah, verse 2. Let me look for the scripture myself. Seems I have missed the scripture. But I just want to give you that scripture. Then I'll continue my teaching. Alright, it's 2 Peter chapter 1, not 1 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter. I'd like you to consider the words of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Please consider these words. I need to show you the permutation. After which, I will go back to my message. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained a like precious faith with us, through what? According to Peter, our salvation was achieved, was possible through what? Have you heard that before? Hills, you are a great teacher of the scriptures. This is what Peter said. And I need to show you what he means by this. Are you with me? All right. You are a proprietor of a school, and maybe in your school you have a vase, a decorative accessory that you place somewhere, and then you wrote a notice on it. Anyone that breaks this vase will pay 1 million naira. And then when you were serving the prospectus to the students, it is written there, number one, there is a vase at so-so point. If you break the vase, you pay what? 1 million naira. That is the righteousness of the school. That's how you can be right with the school. You get that? And then it happens to be that your daughter happens to be in that school and she breaks the vase. That was the situation that God was in. The righteousness of God required that you will pay what? And then who is involved? See that? Hallelujah. And then your daughter now runs to you and says, Mommy, you know, you are the proprietors of the school. And we can forget about this. But the God of heaven will not forget about righteousness. So, what the God of heaven did was that he now gave Jesus. You now went into your own bank account and brought 1 million and paid for your daughter. That 1 million is the blood of Jesus. He gave It was the father himself that paid from his pocket to satisfy the demands of righteousness. Do you get that? So it means that the father himself could not violate the demands of righteousness because the demands of he is subject to it. So our salvation is by righteousness. So it is when he now paid for the demands of righteousness that salvation became possible. He's the one that paid, but it was paid nonetheless. So it is right for you to say, we are saved by the blood. You'll be right. That's the payment. But how, what did the blood, who received the payment of the blood? It was the righteousness of God that was satisfied by the blood. It was because of the claims of divine justice that even the blood was now required. That was what the claims of divine justice required. Are you with me? So at the end of the day, the blood was given to satisfy the position of the righteousness of God. And so the Bible reveals that in the gospel there is a revelation of the righteousness of God. Who told you that New Testament perspective deletes the eternal, steadfast nature of God called righteousness? You are just playing with your soul. And may the Lord have mercy. Oh, if you know this God and you begin to walk with him, you will know that he has standards. And as you come with your bogus ideas, you come with your PhD, you come with your exposure, you come with your experience, he will begin to deal with you, and at the end of his dealing, he will put you on a path that is very narrow. The gospel of the kingdom is not lucrative. It's not something that you preach that a carnal man will subscribe to. If we preach blessing and prosperity as the focal point of our emphasis, would have rented Makati Stadium for our services. But I will not lie to my generation, because a prophet must be a preacher of righteousness. You think the gospel of Jesus is merchandise? We'll sell something and get something. Continue. Then you understand that the legal system of heaven is more complex than all of the dynamics of our constitution put together. And a professor of constitutional law might still be handicapped in understanding the legal system that supports the island of heaven. So that's the first thing that the gospel revealed. It revealed what? The righteousness. If you find people that are sexually loose on the pulpit, thank God for them, but live according to the scriptures, because we are in the days in which God will come and judge his flock. The number of deaths you are going to hear in the Nigerian church from now to the next, I'm counseling you, this counsel, right? The number of deaths and men of God that will die from now to the next 5 years will be unparalleled in the history of this country. The second thing that the gospel revealed is immortality. The Bible says God has brought life and immortality to light by the gospel. Living in a realm in which death has no authority. That is one of the things that the gospel revealed. Moses did not reveal it. The economy of truth that Moses ran with did not include immortality. Meanwhile, that was part of what God was offering, but it was not obvious. It was still a secret. It was when the gospel was preached that it became plain that the high place of the calling of Christ Jesus will go beyond the portals of carnal death into an everlasting island of deathless existence. Let me stop there. My message will change. So, let's go. Where did we stop? Spiritual. And demons have no allocation of rest. Don't forget that. So, one of the ways to know that somebody is possessed is that the person is restless, because the spirit controlling the person, it has no allocation for rest. And you find a restless man, direct him to the intensive care unit of the grace of God. Today is a night to fight. It's a fighting night. Now, so I hope you have gotten the spiritual wickedness. You will have to partner with angelic forces to deal with beings in the heavens. I told you that only a being of heaven can open the window of heaven, and only a being of heaven can fight in the heavenlies. Are you with me? So we have angelic beings that are signed for spiritual fights. You see, the angelic ranks is like the military. In the military, even though all of them are soldiers, we have different departments. We have the infantry, we have armor, we have military police, we have transport and logistics. Right? Some of you are children of military people. Why are you not helping me in this matter? What? No. That's part of infantry. You were in the barrack and you don't know these things. That's one of the courses that you need to go through. Has Enoch gone back? Okay, he has gone back. That's one of the courses you need to go through as an infantry. You must learn how to. You must become a paratrooper. We have signal. That's where they program radios on a certain frequency, and they decode and encode so that your enemy doesn't understand your language, and they change the passcode every 24 hours. If you come to the gate and you say, you know what I'm talking about? So that's how the angelic ranks are. We have different kinds of angels for different purposes, different functions, different. See, the angelic ranks is a full scope of civilization. Full scope. It's just that the mortal ranks and the angelic ranks, they have a place in the Senate of Heaven. So angelic princes have a place in the Heaven Senate, and human princes have a place in Heaven Senate. And I can justify this by the book of Daniel chapter 7 and the book of Zechariah chapter 3. I can show you human beings that were summoned to the Senate of Heaven. They took decisions about nations. You will find people like Abraham. He was a senator. He said, God said, can I hide from Abraham what I want to do? Because Abraham must bring his input. He's a warden of the earth. He must bring his input into the decisions that God has taken in heaven. He's part of the Senate. Many of us here, God doesn't consult you before he operates in your territory. It means you don't have rank. Because the Bible says that God will not do anything except he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. Not just the prophets. Prophets that are in active service. There are some prophets that are old prophets. They don't have any service portfolio anymore. May the Lord give you understanding. And so those are senators. They are not normal believers. They have found favor with God, like Daniel. When an angel came from heaven, he said, Daniel, thou art highly favored. It means your name is reigning. You have been recommended. That was how they brought him to that place in the spirit, where they have to inform him about the things that are about to come to pass, so that he can give his own input. Those are senators. They are in the highest ruling council in the heavens. I will show you men like Zacharias. There's a judgment that God wants to give, and then God now says, Zacharias, you have worked with me for long. What will be the best judgment in this matter? And you see that the judgment that was adopted was what Zacharias recommended. Don't remain like this. No, don't remain like this. Go higher. There are higher places. There are higher places. Some of you don't even know what's happening in Benue. Meanwhile, there are people that God won't allow them to sleep. God will say, wake up. There are issues, and all kinds of discussion. See Simeon. Simeon came from the wolves and now began to speak strange things. He said, let thy servant depart in peace. I've held this flag as a senator over this territory for too long. The weight is much. Raise another person. Now my eyes have seen. When Mary and Joseph heard it, they were strange to their ears. They didn't know senators talk. Those were deep talks, not for mortal people. A man was kept alive. If you like, go, Boko Haram, go and bomb the place. He won't die. But there's a secret he has kept in his spirit. Let us not remain like this. Let's trust God, that God will pick from among us. Trying to make name among men is not one of my ambitions. No matter how powerful a man you are, you'll get old. And you will leave the stage for another person. So I'm not fighting for the stage, because I know I will lose it. So what I want to do is to lose the stage early, so that I can find what exactly is it that is great in the sight of God. Men like Abraham found the foundations of heaven. They mounted altars and cut covenants in the spirit and earned titles from heaven. Abraham became the father of faith, became the friend of God, became the father of many nations. Is it only him that is existing? What of your own grandfather, your own ancestor? You didn't inherit anything. Oh, God. Let's go in search of him. Let's go in search of him. I spend my days to research God. As astronauts study space, I want to study God. I want to study God. That's my ambition. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Even if I need to be conformable to his suffering, no problem. If that's a price that we need to pay, if we need to die again. Somebody came to me and said, you are humble. That if I'm you, I will never ride this car that you're riding. He doesn't know what I'm seeing. He said, you are riding this car. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Amen. There are several things when you touch. If you touch it, you receive a key. When you receive a key, you can open a door. And finances will come for you to do what God has called you to do. I look for powers in the heavens. Because those keys that Jesus gave, they were you operate them from earth. You will know a man that has a key. I have a small one anyway. A small one, with all humility. I have a small one. It's a revelatory key. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Yes. He gave me that key at the age of 17. He said, if I will stay and not know a woman until the day I marry, then the powers of this key will be developed. I began my revelatory journey from 17 years. And this is the first woman that I've known. And since I knew her, I didn't go by the side to test another. Hallelujah. I have that key. Have it. It doesn't matter whether you are a professor who studied in Oxford, no problem. I have a key. The economy of Nigeria doesn't regulate it. The president of Nigeria doesn't regulate it. It's a key from heaven. It's a key. You may not know. Most of you have not realized that I did not come to this pulpit from Friday with any notebook. I've been preaching from my spirit. Most of you didn't get that. It's a key. We can run this conference for another 14 days. Revelations will be coming every day. Most of you think this is a product of study. No. There was a time I studied. It's long. Now I have a key. I have a key. There's another one God has promised me. He has not given me yet. But he has told me that I passed the last exam for that one. You will see, you will know. He said we should stay in this cave, that he will take the pain to make us known for his glory. So, and I discovered that it's not the man being that makes a man known. The Bible says Jesus went into the wilderness. A fame of him spread up. It was not the king's palace he went. He went to where? Wilderness. When he came out of wilderness, his fame had gone everywhere. May God give you understanding. It's not signboard. It's not. Those are keys. Things that are given to men that are faithful, so that the kingdom can profit. Kingdom can advance in the earth. There are things that money can't buy. If you say I should come and be president of Nigeria, I won't take. Me, I won't take. I seek a key. There are things higher than what men fight for. And those ones, nobody is there. Nobody is fighting. Because they don't even know it exists. A key. In order for you to war with wickedness, you need to partner with angels. Because Joshua was going to be the platform. His partnership with the captain of the Lord's host is what is going to determine if he can overturn Jericho. And so the two captains had to meet, the captain of earth and the captain of heaven. And Joshua made a mistake when he met the captain of heaven, the one that was supposed to deal with princes in the spirit, so that he would deal with princes in the natural. They were to meet. God arranged a meeting. And during the meeting, Joshua did not, he did not speak well. There were some protocols he was supposed to observe that he did not observe. Meanwhile, I need to show you the organogram of heaven. According to the organogram of heaven, God is number one, man is number two, angels number three. I got this organogram from the book of Psalms 8, verse 1 to 4. I've thought about it many times. Now, you see, if I am in ministry of works, are you with me? And you are in ministry of water resources, I'm level 15. You are level 12. Alright? And our offices are closed. Because you are level 12, I cannot give you an instruction. Even though I'm your senior. Because we are not in the same ministry. You know, many people believe that you can give an angel an instruction. They will not obey. You are not in the same ministry. I'm trying to make your lifespan longer. Because most of these violations we do, it will impact on your lifespan. They say, send your angel. Where did you see that in the Bible? The great Jesus himself said, I will pray the Father, and he will send 12 legions of angels. Jesus, when he was wearing the coat of humankind, didn't give instructions to angels. There's no example of that in the entire Bible. But the New Testament believer has been psyched by many preachers that are very, very imaginative. And Christianity has been turned to something like cherubim and seraphim. I don't want to go for you. You think I'm fighting. Hallelujah. There's no precedence for that. To say, okay, I command the angel. No. Because when Joshua came and said, are you for us or against us? You will know. The response of the angel revealed that he was not receiving instructions from Joshua. He said, nay, I'm not for you, and I'm not against you, but I know my marching orders. As a captain of the Lord's host, am I come? That means, as I'm doing the Lord's, carrying out the Lord's instruction, if I see you, and it looks as if you are doing something similar to what I'm doing, I will support you. But as we are going, if I notice that you are doing something strange, it is by my sword you will fall. After that, that was the introduction. They were on the same team. One is in the natural team. One is what? In the supernatural team. But they are on the same side. But that was the greeting. Are you for us? Nay. Then Joshua understood better. He now off his sandal and said, okay, it seems... You people. It seems you guys will go first, Abby. So he off his sandal. If you don't know how to synchronize with the angelic, wickedness will seek you out. My wife woke up one night and she started praying. I said, every witchcraft in the neighborhood, I bind every witch. And I was in Lagos then. And she went to sleep. A young lady passed through the wall and came to her and said, this is your prayer, but you have to stop it. Those are the wishes of Sarah. And she moved through the wall. And my wife now called me. See what happened? I said, okay, what prayer points were you praying? He said, to bind witchcraft. I said, okay. Extend it for 21 days. That's how they pray that type. If you are not ready for that type, don't start it. So I don't know if she continued after that day. If you want to start that type, it's 21 days. How many days did Daniel hold? That cycle of 21 days must become complete. You want to blot out a coven. Meanwhile, that's our jurisdiction. No. Witchcraft is a scorpion. That's what the scorpion means, witchcraft. I don't want to go into that. We'll travel too much. That's the scorpion. And you have authority over a scorpion. But scorpion sent one lady and said, Kuramo si lama ayakomo lakomai kama. We are going to bring down scorpion. You know what I see? There are three people here. Your womb has been closed by scorpions. Your womb has been closed by scorpions. It will open today. Yeah. No. See, Kai, stop that. When you listen to 9 o'clock news, you don't say amen. I'm just casting news from heaven. I'll say, okay, if you want to start that thing, don't do less than 21 days. If you sustain it for 21 days, they will try to distract you. At first, the first 14 days, they will try to intimidate you just like they did. Either the 7th day or the 14th day, they will do this. If you continue again, the next thing they will do, they will send a deceiving spirit to try to distract you, give you another idea. If you need a strong will to do business in the spirit. You know, a time will come where your spirit is willing, where your flesh is weak. What do? You will use your will to help your spirit to paddle the kingdom. Oh, you don't know that demons can make you feel lonely.
Yes, yes.
They can make you feel. If you are carnal and you start feeling lonely, you say, oh, meanwhile, that's mind-bending. That's mind-bending. You will forget that you have a shield. You forget that you have a sword. That you can bring things down. Have you ever prayed before and then NEPA, you were outside basking and then NEPA took light and then suddenly you became conscious of yourself and then fear came? They manipulated your soul and they stopped the prayer. They can move Sunday in the control room of NEPA and say, Sunday, of that thing. Hey! Corporate. You don't know, they have a strong network. If you are not ready, they will try to bend your mind. If they know that you don't fall to intimidation, then they enter into mind bending. You become a warrior when you can go through all the emotional tricks and you are still there in your fight. That's a warrior. He's not moved by emotions. Sometimes they can even attack your health. It is still that prayer that will heal you. If the thing came by warfare, it will go by warfare. Came by fire, it will go by fire. That's how it goes. One of our pastor's wife was praying and then Satan appeared and afflicted her body and some things grew on her body. It was still in the warfare for 48 hours that the thing disappeared by itself. We don't need doctor for everything. Stay tuned in the spirit. Make sure that you use your will to assist your spirit. I will keep going. He will manipulate you. Sometimes he can even now begin to attack your finances. All the finances dried up. Everything dried up. Just to bend your mind and give you another thing to concentrate upon. If you are so foolish as to leave the war and go to concentrate on the finances we may not even come for another 2 years. Okay. Let me keep quiet. You know, he didn't allow me. That's the reason why I didn't say it. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the anointing will reduce if I say what. You know, I can't say anything I want at this level. It will reduce. And it will take me another journey too. Hallelujah. If you are a Christian and you don't yet know the hold of your master, you are a wanderer. Jesus will come and talk to me and then say, don't tell any man. I say, okay, why did you tell me this? This thing, I can do without it. Eh? Why? Must I know this thing? That's how you will know whether you are a disciplined man if you can keep a secret. 17 years later, I say, okay, that thing, you can say it now. In fact, and if you try to violate him, he will scramble it. There will be no utterance. You will say it, but people won't hear. And then after you are finished, you come back to him and say, that's our secret. How well have you managed it? Your life of obedience brings you into alignment with forces of heaven. Joshua had to pull his sandal and say, you armies of the invincible horde, go first, we'll come behind you. God had to put him through a discipline to know how to synchronize. Say, don't talk, just be marching. The time will come where you will begin to hear the invisible army march too. And then you coordinate your march past so that the thing will flow in harmony. You must synchronize with the unseen forces. David was one of the people that understood how to work with angelic princes. He said, when you see the mulberry tree, when there's the wind is blowing on them, you know that the angelic horde, they have gone ahead of you. If you fight them, you will win. So that's how we deal with spiritual wickedness. We deal with them by alignment and by synchronizing with the invincible armies. Now, let me do a practical. Maybe that will. Can you give me the sound? Yesterday, in the evening, I asked you for 10 minutes, and then the heaven opened. I began to see vision. He said, go and sit down. The power had come. He said, Kai, go and sit down. Why? There are many things that God will do that he will not explain to you. Many things that he will not tell you why I did this, why I approved that. Get used to it. You will not get explanations for many things, because we don't live by his explanations, we live by his instructions. It's not under obligation to explain to you. Don't become, there's one spiritual protege that I accepted recently. The person wants me to explain everything. Because the person is a babe, I was explaining. You can be gifted and be a babe, and if God doesn't help you, your gift will destroy you. I was explaining to a point. Then when I explained to show the person that I was interested in the person's growth, I now stopped explaining. And that became a problem. We don't live by his explanation. We live by what? His instruction. There are several things that I don't have explanations to. One of them is why my dad died when he died. But you know what? The great monarch, he can decide what to reveal and what to conceal. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. That's his due. He can decide to conceal it. And that's not a problem with me. Hallelujah. I can search into the things he has decided to reveal. Do you know that God can go as far as to give you a dream and conceal the meaning for 12 years? The next time you read your Bible, when you see, for thine is the power. Salute him. Salute him. Because even Satan cannot point you and say, I will kill you by 9 o'clock. Because it's not given unto him. It's not given unto him. I know you have seen, they showed you picture that you died. They were carrying your coffin. The person that said it doesn't have the power of life and death. Do you know how many times Satan himself, he came to me and said, I will kill you. But we are still here. We are still here. Because of your complaint, as he sent me text, that they saw me in coffin that I died. I went and prayed. And I saw that in the next 2 years, there is the dimension of the miraculous that God will beautify you with. It's like a robe, like a white robe. And you were decorated with that robe. And you were standing in the desert. Witness from that desert. The hand of God was strong on your life. Listen, the devil does not decide who lives and who dies. Doesn't decide. For his is what? Is the glory. For his is what? Is the power. That matter, I was caught up in my room and I saw it. But you know, me, I will discuss why I saw it. But you will not like what I will say. You will not like. No. After the service, come. God has spoken to me. Oh! Hallelujah. He cannot say, because I'm seeing someone here, your mom is sick and is bedridden, and people are already giving up, and you know that some people are preparing your mind that, you see, it's possible that she may not recover. Her recovery will start from this night. She's coming back. She's coming back from where she was kept. The hand of God will begin to walk upon her life. She will rise from that bed. Affliction will not take that soul. Hallelujah. Now, like I wanted to do yesterday before the Lord said, go and sit down. There's one song. Where are you? Where's my friend? He didn't come today. Oh, he's not here. There's one song he sang yesterday. Who knows that song? Huh? You know the song? Now, don't sing it loud. Just... Wait, I will ask you to sing again. Listen. There are many kinds of angels. But I need to tell you about a type of angels. This, they are informative. They work with Gabriel. From the quadrant, angels of information. They transmit secrets. They carry secrets. There are many ways that they communicate secrets. Have you read the book of Revelation? Revelation chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. That angel is a carrier of secrets, and the angel signified it to John. Now, you see, these angels that I speak about, they have the capacity to cast vision before your face. Yes. They can whisper into your ears. They can show you the lamp and blot out these eyes so that the Holy Spirit can open the eyes of your spirit. Like now, I just saw. One of them has given me sight. Because if, you know, the prophetic, you might start with dreams. Hallelujah. Then as you move from dreams, then you can now see visions, quick visions, and then open visions, long visions, you can see that. But the highest prophetic manifestation, God assigns one of the prophetic angels to your life. Don't call yourself a prophet if you don't know the way of that angel. This is part of my teaching. Now, so the angel showed me someone for on this road, somewhere there, alright? And this person on this road, I saw something like a crown on the person's head that was placed on the person's head. And I asked God, what is this crown? And God said that this person, this individual, has been promoted in intercession. That crown is a diadem, and there is a precious stone on the crown that will illuminate and give the person visibility. Now, if what I said is from God, God will confirm it. God would is not under any obligation to confirm what he has not said. So if it is true, the hand of God will come upon that person. You see? Now, you see, the angel that is doing that one. Are you with me? Stay with me. Let your spirit be strong. Don't be moved by sound. Okay? Stay. Now, the angel doing that one is an angel from another department. The one that brings the vision is different from the ones that goes to give the treasure. This one is from another department. Alright? Exactly. The power gifts move on the wings of the revelational gifts. If you hear God, then you can demand that God's word will come to pass. The power angels. I've seen healing angels. I've seen them. They can put their hand inside somebody's stomach without a surgery and remove something, drop it, and then replace the thing. I've seen them. Bring that lady. Now, you see, this lady has been in warfare for a very long time, but the warfare has yielded little or no results. It's because she doesn't have visionary aid to understand the scope of the world that she's in, so she has been shadow boxing in the place of prayers. Prayers are weapons. Prayers are precision instruments. Prayers, prayers, prayers. You send them like arrows. Oh, my hand table. Now, receive the ability to see the mystery that had closed up your life. Let the grace of God, oh my God, let your life open by reason of that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you can sing again. Now, you see, I say hallelujah. In worship, what we do, you see, there's something that is in my life that you are going to inherit. I see that you are going to inherit. You know, I was a stammerer before. I was born a stammerer. And there's an anointing that God gave me. And now you will not believe that this man that speaks to you was born a stammerer, couldn't say a word. Have you read that scripture that says that the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? The anointing. There's an anointing that God placed on my life, and that anointing was what broke the yoke of stammering. You are going to be a mighty orator, a mighty spokesman for God. You know, Moses also had this stammering issue. He had a speech impediment. Alright, for which he requested that Aaron should accompany him, and Aaron should be his spokesman. He will see the things from heaven and come and communicate it with Aaron, and Aaron will use his dexterity, the use of language, to communicate the mind of God. Hallelujah. But the time came, the Bible says that Moses was mighty indeed, and what? And in word, the impediment was taken. There is a grace, and I've experienced it. It will make you God's spokesman. No one will be able to resist the wisdom with which you speak. When you proclaim the counsel of God, many people will come under the literal impartation of the spirit with which you speak. The Bible says that no one could resist the spirit by which Stephen spoke. Not the doctors of the law. Not the high priests. They were not rooted enough in doctrine and dogma to resist that man, because he spoke by the influence of his spirit. For I will raise from among you three messengers, and the spirit of prophecy, it will rest upon them, and they will be taking my messages. They will prophesy to kings, they will prophesy to men, they will prophesy to the body of Christ, and they will prophesy to nations. I will raise my three messengers. There are three people among us. You have been equipped, you have been chosen for end time ministry. It's a prophetic spirit, and God will put his message in your spirit to take to kings, to take to believers. He will prophesy to the body of Christ and to nations. Now, Lord, show me these three people, these three prophets. He will send you. You will take the counsel of God to kings, to cities. Come, bring them. The hand of God upon you will become so strong. You will receive the messages of God in visions, in dreams, and in an inner voice of the Spirit. The hand of God will be upon you. Receive the grace. Receive the grace. Yes, just maintain that volume.
Eternity, you are the spirit of worship.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you place a garment, a mantle of the messenger. Place it on your people. In the name of Jesus.
Eternity, you are the spirit of worship.
Have a momo sakura maha. In my spirit, I see somebody outside. That garment, comes upon you. Outside there.
Eternity, you are the spirit of worship. You will glorious beyond the spirit.
It's a garment.
Eternity,
he will send you.
You are the spirit of worship. You will glorious beyond the
spirit. He will send you.
Eternity, you are the spirit of worship. You will glorious.
Sometimes you can be cut off in the spirit. You can be taken in the spirit. Sulela habarato. Presco sesese. Lobenatua. Ika presco malamate. Rumos habalakuga. Isosenaham. In the name of Jesus. We are going to fight now. We are going to fight now. As we engage in prayer, somebody will be healed from a pain on the back. Not because the preacher prayed for the person, but the person will wore the healing out of the hand of the devil. If you are ready for us to proceed, you just take a position that is convenient for you, sitting or standing. Sori mama yeko sanahambala nina nusu Mambala komoro kukukukuko sina
Beyond this creation.
Ah.
Majesty, you are the spirit of worship.
We can warm ourselves with that song now. That song.
You are glorious beyond.
Let's finish all the administrative matters. Have you taken offering for this night? Sit down, please sit down. 5 minutes. I want us to finish all the administrative matters. Let's finish all the administrative matters. Ushers, let the offering baskets go around quickly. You may cast your seed. Because we are going high. We are going high. We are going high. If there is a conclave of wizards in your family that have been deciding the direction of things, deciding the possibilities that every man can attain. You will see that his is the power. Tonight, as we pray, many things will begin to come out. Things will begin to find expression. Things will begin to take place in the spirit. Things will begin to take place. So finish with your Liakonda Hasamina Brandele. Sebro Combo Rosica Brasketovina. Rutabo, Sekur Labria Takuna. Maha. Yakoba, Saboboria, Ika Prescova Natela, Ika Branta, Bose Natia, Solatwa. For those of you that your wombs have been shut down, today by the power of God, I demand that the wombs come up open. Ilananana kombene sanea mahando sane ushers quickly mo prescato manza lato mina prascatala mama ekekum sanabroska ikoma prekosa lakoron miroskeke na haiza nata aha. Oh, mama. Has the devil fought your marriage? He has fought your marriage. As we fight tonight, make that your focal point. Anywhere you have noticed his evil hands, he's fighting your conception, fighting. Roskita Mantelia Meko Satumazaila Habarat Mekande Susanahamba. If you have given your offering, identify what the devil is fighting in your life and begin
to disallow the kingdom of darkness. Disallow the powers of the enemy. Identify, identify. Begin to strike it. Begin to strike it. Begin to strike it. Begin to strike it. Keep striking. Keep striking.
Now listen to me. You know, I told you that as we pray, I will stop you so that I can run some commentaries. There is somebody that I'm seeing here that the devil has been afflicting you. And I'm seeing the source of the affliction. When you were born, your umbilical cord was separated from your body and was used to do a ritual of containment. And there are demons that have been monitoring the terms and the conditions of this ritual in order to keep you perpetually under bondage. But as I speak, I saw in the spirit an angel of the Lord. And that angel went to retrieve your umbilical cord. If God has shown me this vision, then I ask, oh God, show me that one that has been kept in bondage that your spirit has redeemed. Show me that one. 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 Bring that lady. I see the angel of the Lord bringing out that umbilical cord. I see in the spirit. I see in the spirit. Yes. Now I decree that the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken. In the name of Jesus.
sorry, I had to do that. It's not because I wanted to stop your prayers. Can you focus on the attack, the current attack of the devil? We want to bring it down right now. That attack of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. There's someone here. Your father was a native doctor. Your father covenanted the members of your family to a certain deity. I can see the spirit. The spirit is black from head to toe. I can see that spirit black from head to toe. And you have wandered in the wilderness of reproach. You have wandered. But you see, right now I want to judge that spirit. And as I judge that spirit, the hand of God will begin to move over your life. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this child of the native doctor be free. Let the yoke on this life be taken away. I break every connection that this black being has with this family. I destroy it right now. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Now from my left hand side to my right hand side to outside of the hall. Lord, I ask that you show me a sign in the name of Jesus. We need to liberate this family. Can you be quiet? All right. Father, can you show me a sign and help me so that we can put an end to this manipulation? Show me a sign. Let your anointing come upon the person that is from that family. Let your anointing come upon the person that is from that family. And let your anointing come strong, very strong, very strong, very strong, very strong, very strong. Ushers, if you find the person, you bring the person. I have some words to speak over the person's life. Miyako Samande. This is not just the person. There's still another one. Liko Makapoko Masikateli. Help me find the person. Every covenant that was done to hedge you in, to make you a victim. Today, any curse you incur. Yes, I'm seeing someone close to the person I'm talking about. Because the person is fair. Now I break that yoke. In the name of Jesus. I break the yoke. Yes, can you see people that have been tied? I break the yoke. Oh my God, this one has been traded. This one has been sold. This one has been sold. This one has been sold. Release as offering. Release as offering. You were sold for naught, but you shall be bought with that money. In the name of Jesus, I demand the retrieval of your soul. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Come out from where you were kept. You try to do anything, it doesn't prosper. Because of the covenant hanging over your family. And today we bring it to an end. In the name of Jesus. Go and become everything that God has called you to be. If there's any one of you that has any sickness in your body on the account of this oppression of darkness, today I break that yoke of sickness. And I release you. I lose you. In Jesus' name. I'm saying two pythons. There are two people. operating under the influence of serpentine spirits. Two pythons. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke, I cut off the strength of this python. Now I beg of you, O Holy Spirit, help me find that one that labors under the stranglehold of the pythons. From my left hand side to my right hand side to outside of the hall. Show me the ones that the pythons have held in captivity. Show me, Holy Spirit. Everyone that the python has held, all those ones that the pythons have held, I see you. I see your treachery. I see your work. The principality in your land, takes the similitude of a python. Lord, show me the second one. Show me in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you might think, you have not known the things but you have been fighting a python, a beast of darkness. Yes, you have been fighting a python, and today I come in the name of the Lord, that the powers of darkness over your spirit, over your soul, over your body might be destroyed. Where's my oil? Now, according to our lecture, this is what we call serpents. We are dealing with serpents. They are covenants to serpents. We'll be dealing with serpents for a while. Then we'll now move to scorpions. Then you see that scorpions do more damage than serpents. Scorpions can sting. And some of you have been stung by the scorpions. In the name of Jesus. I command the stranglehold of the serpent. Let it be broken. In the name of Jesus. The serpent of the altar, I command you, let your captives go in the name of Jesus. I command you, there's still one person held by serpent. Father, help me find that one. Help me find that one. Holy Spirit. There's still one. I saw one snake. I saw it moving. Yes, bring them. Kabose Nemokoria. Likomantali. Spirits of infertility. Spirits that will shut down the reproductive system. Spirits that will close the womb. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over the serpent. Leviathan. I come against you with the name of the Lord Jesus. I destroy your home. I break your covenant. Yes, they come under the shelter of Christ. And so in the name of Jesus, be gone in the name of Jesus. Drive those serpents. Lekomata. If serpents have been troubling you in your compound, an altar has been raised. to any deity that appears in form of a serpent tonight, we curse the serpent. We curse it. Those ones that the serpent have denied financial increases, and you have been moving in a circle of lack for a very long time, I proclaim your liberty. I proclaim your liberty. I proclaim your liberty in the name of Jesus Christ. Notice that if there is pain on your body, lift your hand. Let me see. Pain now on your body. Now watch it. When we pray against scorpions, some of them will be healed without praying for healing. Then I will explain the way of the scorpion. Raise your hand again. You feel pain on your body. All right. So now, can you stand against every witchcraft
manipulation on your life, on your mind, on your body, on your soul. Bad luck, near miracle syndrome, oppression, intimidation of all kinds. Bring an end to that order. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, ushers, help me count. How many of you feel a relief on the pain? 1, 2. Okay. 3. Ushers, count outside. You feel a relief on the pain already. Now, hear me. Never go for a crusade without binding witchcraft. Never. The crusade is not complete. Bind, those are scorpions. We are to tread on them. Never. There are some healings that will never take place until you bind witchcraft, the scorpion. So now, those of you that are still feeling pain, put your hand there, let me pray. So there are some prayers, some healings you will get because you attacked witchcraft. And then there are others you will get because you release the healing anointing. I'm still teaching. Put your hand where that pain is, and God will begin to heal you. You can believe him for anything. If your ear cannot hear, you can believe him for hearing. And if your ear, if you have a condition, oh my God, those of you outside, wait first. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your ear cannot hear, you know the drill. You put this index finger in the ear that cannot hear while I pray. At the end of the prayer, you remove it. The ear will begin to hear. Alright? If you have any challenge with that, your birthday, is it today? Come. Run. It's been long since I saw a lady that is this tall. Hey. Wait, let's confirm. Who is taller? Is it me? Huh? The lady. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, put your hand upon your daughter. Let this be the beginning of beginnings. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name. You are blessed. Yeah, put your hand there quickly. There are two things I see. If you are trusting God for a miracle on your eyes, just lay your hands on your eyes. Let's finish that so that I can say two things quickly, because our time is almost spent. Hallelujah. Now be focused on the prayer. Be focused. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. 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 Sorry, I see an emergency. I see a casket. A casket. Someone has been scheduled for death. And Father, I ask, this one that have been scheduled for death, men don't come to your house to die. Come here to find life. And I ask that your hand of power might help me locate that one that have been scheduled for death. Locate that one. Locate that one. Locate that one. Let your anointing be stronger. Stronger. Now bring that lady. Yes. Everyone appointed to death, let the hand of God pick you up now. Yes. You don't come to the house of God to die. Anyone that has programmed, scheduled you with an encounter with death, I call you forth. I call you forth and I break the power of death on your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Anywhere you were kept. Hear this. Hear my voice. I command you, release these ones from your borders. Where's my oil? Hear this. Hear this. Silokomba sakuli anahalaba. Rescunde hele kaputa. Kaputa mana kabrahas. Ruskete kamana. Now I say, come out, 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 come out in the name of Jesus. Hades, release your captives. I proclaim upon you life. Life. Life from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and everything that was impossible for you before this time, I proclaim possibility, 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 possibility. In the name of Jesus. You see, the coffins are going back now. Now, the scorpions are the ones that have a connection with Hades. Witchcraft can kill a man before his day of death. And if I don't know if I have clearance to say that. Let it stop there for now. Hallelujah. If God ordained that person to be 70 years in this life, and the person was 35 and they killed him, they will still use him. They will still use him in the underworld. Yes. He will stop doing what he's doing as a servant the day that his 70 years is accomplished. That 70 years was by decree of the immortals. They can kill him from here. And use his spirit. You know I'm teaching. Watch anyone in any barrier that wants to take white handkerchief to cover the face of the dead. Have you ever seen it before? Never seen it before. You have not been vigilant. Do you know that there is a particular stick they used to measure the height of the dead before they construct the coffin? Who keeps the stick? Okay. Sometimes we pray, and we are not, the prayer is just waste. Is that stick that the necromancers will use to invoke the image of that person? And when they are doing aleku, is a aleku, there's nothing like aleku. The thing is a witchcraft cult. It's a cult. It's human beings that are sending demons on errand, and they use the face of that dead person that they use. If they carry his stick and come, they can use his face, his image. It will be like as if it's the one that came, but it's wizards that are manipulated. They either use the white cloth they use to cover his face, or the stick. Whereas you will celebrate birthday. The necromancers, they celebrate death days, because death days are portals where their powers are strongest. I don't want to press further, because of if we were just alone, we would talk. Like my friend now is an engineer, he's a PhD in engineering. I know you studied much to become a doctor in agric engineering. There is more to learn in the spirit. I know all the data you gathered. You were talking about data. And few men study the spiritual realm. Few men. Where's that lady? Come, let me bless you. They held you down for 12 years, but today, 12 years. You've been delayed for 12 years. Today, I give you your inheritance. Step into your destiny. Your hands will no longer be empty. You will no longer be alone. From this day henceforth, the light of the countenance of your God will shine upon your face. And you will find favor. Go and fulfill your destiny. In Jesus' mighty name. There were things I fought, and the things refused to go. Then I knew that there were secrets I did not know. Yes. Now listen, before we pray for the sick, listen. Somebody here, you were ordained by God to be very wealthy, but you are very poor. Now, I saw where witches transferred your wealth to someone else. There's someone else that is like a step. It's a polygamous home, right? So, one of the mothers is very good in witchcraft, understands how to manipulate stars. And they transferred his wealth and gave him the poverty of that person. And he's living in that poverty. Now, I hope you people know that substitution is a possibility in the spirit. That's the skill. That's the platform that Jesus used to procure. He took our own judgment and then he gave us his own liberty. So it's that platform he came. There are many wisdoms that God would have used, but he used substitution. It's a possibility. Have you not heard that it's possible for somebody, for you to die somebody's death and the person lives your life? It's that credit that I'm talking about. It's the immortal that will decree how much. The Bible says that Moses died according to the word of the law. He spoke his death. You get it? Now, if God says 70 and the person can be killed by 35, it's not God's will. He's not going the way of all the earth first, yet. He will still be borrowed. They will use him. He will disappear from that place to Hades when the time is accomplished. You know that there are some people that they already killed 3 days before they die. Death is not an event. It's a personality. Because the day they invoke him, then an appointment has been set. This one's had appointment. Now, this is the warfare aspect. They have been delivered. Then we want to curse the people that have orchestrated this appointment. Don't be too holy and say, hey, pastor is now going beyond here. If you cannot remove the fact that the Holy Spirit killed Ananias and Sapphira from the Bible, if you can't remove the fact that Paul smote Elymas with blindness, if you can't remove it from the Bible, then you cannot legislate against the spirit of judgment. The Bible says that the Lord shall become a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and the spirit of strength to them that sit in the seat of strength, and the spirit of judgment to them that take the battle to the gates. The Lord can become the spirit of judgment if you can't take that from the Bible. And so, Lord, I thank you because you have made me a law enforcement agent. After the order of justice, judgment, and equity. And on the strength of this, Lord, I bring a curse on anyone that orchestrated disappointment on this one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse your feet. You will no longer have the strength to stand before that altar. Yeah. Now, see, I'm seeing somebody coming out of the ground. Somebody's coming out of the ground. Hey, Jesus Christ. Somebody's coming out of the ground. Your spirit was locked up. Yes, you are coming out of the ground. Somebody coming out. It's coming out of the ground. Lakumba ama isamina gombele na wo. Yes, coming out of the ground. Who always? Somebody is in love with this one. The great one told me you will minister with oil today. I know it's an instruction. They are coming out of the ground. Come out. Come out of the ground. Pastor Mike. Help me pray for this girl. Yes, you will come out of where you were kept. You were kept for 13 years. But come out. Ruski. Borobororo. Alamakatalia. Jesus. Let her go. Let her go. Let your chains, your stocks, your fetters, let it be broken. I release her soul. I release her soul. I release her soul. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, you people are in a hurry. You are in a hurry. God is still dealing with this lady. The feet of him that fights you are his cursed. His hand no kumbana. His hand no kabeda. Aikabota barakuta ikasena kantelia mahambaratu. Yes. Yes. The feet of that one is cursed. It's cursed. It's cursed. It's cursed. It's cursed. It's cursed. It's cursed. Discuss. Release your captives. Discuss. 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 Always break the hold of witchcraft. When you break it, then pray for the sick. You come out from the place where you were kept. That you might wear your cloak and handle your scepter. You were born for honor. You can no longer walk in the shadows. Come out of the shadows. Ascend the throne that has been ordained to you. In the name of Jesus. Upon him that holds you, and we demand that you be loose. You be loose. You be loose. You be loose. I call you forth. I call you forth. I call you forth. Because you are in the region of life. We swallow up there, and we command darkness to go back. See, the sun is rising now. The sun rises. Bright light comes. Bright light comes. Bright light comes. And I pray for your family. I pray for your brethren. For your siblings. I also demand their exit. I 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 demand their exit. In the name of Jesus, I command them to come out. I command them to come out. I command them to come. Oh my God. I'm seeing the scars. Scars of many slain. Yes. Come out of that place. For you were born for glory. You were born for glory. Yes. Let the light become your covering. Let the angels become your security. And let the name of our God protect you. Listen. 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 Can you cry about your family? Can you mention your family? Hey! Oh God!
Thank you, Lord.
brake santolia brakanda ika sema sole ika barata prescotela barantolia akembroska mante bregede. Alla bobori masibria masosa lamponda apala isombre latoske bregedela simahaya mahanda. Can you command the scorpions to release the captives? To release the captives. To release the captives. To release the captives.
Family represented here before the throne. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, we bring them before the throne tonight. And we decree tonight, oh God, that every manipulation of the scorpion, every sting of the scorpion, every bondage of the scorpion, let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. I see a grown-up lady that still bedwet. An unclean spirit was released to make sure that at no point in time will you be valuable in the eyes of any other person. But today, that work of the scorpion is destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command that yoke to be broken tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, I see someone here. You hear a strange voice that speaks to you. A strange voice speaks to you. Where is the person? A strange voice speaks to you. Come. A strange voice. Strange voice. I want to give you your inheritance. Let that which was denied you for many years, let it be given unto you. In the name of Jesus. And the hand of God might come upon you, might rest upon you like a crown. Grace and peace. Yes, you hear voices. Come, come. Now, what does the voice normally say?
Sometimes I cannot really get what it's saying. Well, I know that I hear voices, but when I check it, it's not in line with the word of God. So sometimes I just reject it.
So what do you hear?
Sometimes I hear laughter, and then sometimes I don't even understand what I hear.
What do you hear?
Sometimes I hear, my tribe, you will die. Sometimes I hear, you don't have.
What do you hear?
Okay, the voice told me to, when my husband left for work, he told me to pack my things and leave the house.
What do you hear?
I hear I might just die.
What do you hear?
I hear negative things.
Like, do you have any example you can share?
Like, sometimes he tells me, I'll kill you if you pray, I'll do this one.
Okay, what do you hear?
Bad thoughts.
Like, bad thoughts. What do you hear?
I used to be rich. So anytime I'm going to the street, a voice is telling me that the time is coming, I'm going to be very poor.
What do you hear the voice say?
The voice I used to hear, sometimes it will be, let me leave the house.
Now, you must have heard stories of people that left their families and never came back. Is that voice? It's only when you start warfare that things will start coming up. You will never see until you fight. A lion fights to eat. He fights so that he can what?
Eat.
And so Jesus says, what? We wrestle. There are many things you will never stumble on until you decide to become serious about the fight. You know, we are still teaching. The administration is teaching. So that you can go back and fight. You know, we have not finished. We have not been able to even teach about the fight. I don't know how God will help us. What? Okay. Tomorrow you permit that. You know, he's the pastor. So I have to. All right. We'll continue tomorrow by 4 o'clock, so that we can fight. We have not been fighting. You have been escaping. You think you can stay and enjoy without fighting? Jesus says, we wrestle. Now listen. Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't get too active. Leave this lady. Leave her. Leave her. Just leave. Hey, what do you hear?
Many times I've heard so many things, but the last one I heard was, I forge your time from the heat of my passion to deliver my people.
You go and sit down. You go and sit down. It's not that voice at all. That's a good voice. Any voice that will tell you to go and deliver people, it's not the type. Imagine a wonderful damsel will be in her husband's house. Wonderful Christian damsel. And then one voice will come and say, pack your load and go. Now, what does he say? And a hustling young man will come home and he doesn't meet his damsel. So, can you stretch your hand in that direction? And can you bind that spirit that is speaking? Demons are persons without bodies. Only persons can speak intelligibly. Bind the spirit.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Now, this is the sign. If God has answered our prayer, then as I pray, two of you, the power of God will come on you. Two. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind the forces, the mind-bending spirits, familiar spirits, deceiving spirits that have been manipulating the destinies of these ones. In the name of Jesus, let the yoke be broken. 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 Let the yoke be broken.
Let the yoke be broken. Let the yoke be broken. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit. No, bring that one now. Come, come. There's accommodation here. Where are you? This is the intensive care unit of Jesus. Yes, I'm seeing one of those spirits. It's very slim and lanky. It has something on his body. It's like tattoo. Tattoo. Yeah, I'm seeing that spirit. I'm seeing that spirit. This one, that's a spirit that, you know what? I don't want to say too much today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those are the spirits. If you can pick it, the person will manifest. He's agitated. That's something like tattoo on his body. It's greenish yellow. It's greenish yellow in color. That spirit. Greenish yellow. And something very slippery on his body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. The voice ends tonight. It ends tonight. It ends tonight. In the name of Jesus. It ends tonight. You will not leave your husband's home. In the name of Jesus. That evil voice ends tonight. In the name of Jesus. If the devil says you will be poor, then you have a destiny of riches. Walk into it in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Be free tonight. Be free in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Leave her. Let her go. Come on, Papa. Let her spirit. I cut you off from the spirit. I bind your grip upon her soul. Jesus. Come out! Come out! Come out! In the name of Jesus. I bring torment upon that spirit. I bring torment upon that spirit. I bring torment upon you. Torment upon you. For I'm a law enforcement agent from heaven. The keeper of justice, of judgment, and of equity. And so I command you, leave this vessel. Leave this vessel. Oh my God. Oh my God. I need. Can you help? There is something there. Lay hands on her waist. There's a demon. On her waist. Do the opposite of everything she's saying. Do the opposite. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I break those powers. And I command that yoke broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I torment you in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lucy. Let's continue our prayer as we pray for the family. Let the captive spirit let loose tonight in the name of Jesus. We forbid the manipulation of the scorpion. The manipulation of the scorpion. We forbid it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that manipulation be broken in Jesus' name. Visit. Now I'm seeing visions I don't know the meaning, because your sound was louder than the sound of my ears. Oh my God, help me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. You see, the Holy Ghost has left me. You can't stay. Okay? Right. You can't stay. So go. So that she can be free. Jesus Christ. Jesus. Jesus. Come, let me give you your inheritance. Come.
Stand up. They've taken too much from you for 4 years. Delayed you for 4 years. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let there be restoration. In Jesus' mighty name. We command the scorpions to lose their grip and let their powers be broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, that's how much teaching we can take for today. We'll continue by 4 p.m. Please, 4 p.m. tomorrow, we'll do small teaching, plenty practicals, small talk, 30 minutes talk, start prayers, and by 7:30 we'll close, okay?